Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, August 11th, 2017. I'm Eric Tegedoff. In our spotlight today, Trump declares the opioid crisis a national emergency. Conservation groups slam the federal government's move to make a nuclear waste dump in Nevada a reality. And Tennessee teachers defend DACA students. This and more coming up on today's rundown. President Donald Trump has declared opioid addiction a national crisis, although what that declaration will mean isn't yet clear. Last week, the Commission on Combating Drug Addiction and the Opioid Crisis, headed by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, recommended the president immediately declare an emergency. The commission found an average of 142 people overdose a day. Now to another health crisis. It's quickly becoming established science that loneliness is a threat to public health that needs to be addressed with innovation and empathy. Kevin Patrick reports.
Loneliness and social isolation are growing problems across the United States. That's what a growing body of research from psychologists to caregivers and experts in senior care is indicating. According to AARP, more than 43 million adults in the country, age 45 and older, are estimated to be suffering from chronic loneliness, which not only reduces quality of life, but increases the risk of premature death. Anthony Carroll with AARP Iowa says they're increasingly teaching technology classes for people who don't have the ability to regularly leave their homes.
Family members using Google Hangouts, FaceTime, Skype, those ways to connect with loved ones across the state, across the country.
At a recent conference of the American Psychological Association, loneliness was described as a public health threat that will only increase with an aging population.
Conservation groups are slamming a move by the Trump administration this week to spend $110,000 to start the process of licensing a nuclear waste repository at Yucca Mountain. For the latest, we go to Nevada.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will now start gathering documents and plans that go back 30 years but have lain dormant since 2010 when the Obama administration pulled funding. David Von Segrin with the Sierra Club says instead, the feds should take a closer look at dry cask storage at the nuclear plants themselves.
We have put about $9 billion into the study of Yucca Mountain as a permanent repository. We have spent very little to study on-site storage at the current nuclear plants, and we should conduct studies.
Supporters of the Yucca Mountain site as a repository claim it is safe and would create jobs in Nye County. However, the proposed dump about 90 miles from Las Vegas is opposed by the governor and most of the congressional delegation over fears that it could be vulnerable to earthquakes, pose dangers to the water supply, and create an unacceptable risk as nuclear waste is transported by rail from sites around the country.
That was Suzanne Potter reporting. 300 conservation jobs are being created in Gulf Coast states with restoration funds from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010.
The $7 million project, funded by fines from the incident, will repair and restore coastal areas damaged by the oil spill in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. Mary Ellen Sprinkle with CORE Network, a group that organizes young adults to do conservation work, says the job will go to people from towns where the work needs to be done.
We will be working with our existing programs in the Gulf State to train young people in their communities to do this restoration work, to provide the young people with training to do the ecological recovery, and provide them with career opportunities.
Grant funds from the Restore Act will be used to plant native vegetation, remove invasive species, and restore stream banks and shorelines. I'm Mark Richardson.
Today, educators across Tennessee are taking to social media to speak out in support of their students affected by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program.
Using the social media tag #DefendDACA, teachers are calling on Tennessee's U.S. Senators Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker to co-sponsor the DREAM Act that would provide permanent protection for DACA participants. Tiffany Hodge is with Opportunity Now, a paid internship program for high school students in Nashville, and explains why she's involved.
These undocumented students are youth that we work with and have been able to get to know their families, and we're invested in their education.
DACA offers a renewable work permit and puts deportation on hold for undocumented people who entered the U.S. as children. Opponents of DACA claim that at least some entered the program illegally.
That was Stephanie Carson reporting. And finally, the merger between Sinclair Broadcasting Group and Tribune Media has unleashed criticism from both left and right, calling on Congress to intervene. Eric Galatis has more.
Sinclair, a network that requires its stations to run right-leaning news segments, is getting heat from both sides of the political aisle. Michael Fletcher runs Ride Television Network and is a self-described pro-business conservative. He says a combined Sinclair Tribune would create the single largest operator of local broadcast stations in the country, reaching 72% of American households.
Monopolistic plays like this hurt entrepreneurs, they hurt small businesses. So we want to be able to bring that testimony to Congress, and we want Congress to let them know that they think that this is harmful to the public.
Fletcher notes consolidation would likely lead to higher prices and fewer choices for consumers. He says the sheer size of the combined companies would give Sinclair leverage to hold prized programming, such as NFL games and 60 Minutes, hostage unless distributors like Dish and Comcast pay up.
I'm Eric Tegedoff for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.